times on Sunday with an afternoon high of 85.
Thanks, Chuck. We topped at 85 yesterday. Overnight low down to 63. Right now, sunshine and 64 here at KVOE Live.
And local.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
A lot of activities are on the October calendar, including coming up here soon, Flint Hill, or should the Gary Fuller Shootout, and Lisa Fuller joining us with an early preview of the activities to come right now.
Yeah, big event, Gary Fuller Shootout, just a little over 2 weeks away. Lisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing wonderfully so far. So you're, what, a couple of weeks out here from the big activities, and I guess how pleased and excited are you that this is back on the calendar here this fall?
Oh, we love it. This is our favorite time. As all my people and my volunteers say, this is our favorite time of the year.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So what, Lisa, is this year eight?
This is year eight. Yes, it is.
Well, let's talk about what's going to be coming here, Lisa.
Each year, we just get better. I never think it's possible, and we just. I think our big thing is we just hope for good weather.
Good
and
point.
This year has been a little on the crazy side.
Well, we'll have Chuck work on that for you.
We're putting the order in now.
I've been putting in some requests for that, for sure.
Okay. All right, Lisa, let's talk about when folks are gathering, where folks are gathering, and what folks are going to be taking part in on the 18th.
Well, we're going to gather on the 18th, and we host this out at our farm, and that is north of Emporia, 1955 Road M, on our farm. We set up a course, rounds of shooting, and it's clay targets. There is one round, includes three stations of shooting, and it's $30 to do that. And then we also, so we have two divisions. We have the youth, because we love the youth, but we know we got to have the adults to bring the youth. So we have youth from 11 to 17, and then we have our adult division. We've got some exciting things going on for our youth. One, when we started this whole deal 8 years ago, we wanted to honor Gary's memory. He passed in August of 2014, and we started giving prizes to the Lyon County 4-H kids. And we started out with our Gary Fuller Spring Classic. They named that in his honor. And then we moved on to trophy belt buckles for our champion senior showmen, champions in reserves. We were a 4-H family, obviously, and we're youth-oriented. And as we've gone on through the years, we've kind of branched out and been able to do some different things. One of the coolest things that we've done is we've added scholarships to the mix. So our goal the first year was just to make enough money to give these prizes and these belt buckles. And we kind of went a little over that. And then we're like, okay, we got this going. Let's do this. So we moved to scholarships. Well, you know, this year we're giving out six $500 scholarships to 4-H seniors in Lyon County. And it always gets me because these kids call me and they're like, hey, where do we get the application? And I'm like, you don't. You're on duty all the time. I'm always watching you. We see you. We see what you're doing. And it isn't about grades for that. It is about mentoring other kids, giving back. Doing more than just going to a meeting, going above and beyond. So I see these kids all throughout the community. I sit with the agents at the extension office, and we kind of go through the list and kids who filled out their record books and kids who've gone over and above. And that's how I decide, you know, ultimately who's going to get the scholarship. Some years we give four, some years five. This year it's six. And we've got a great lineup of kids. I'm waiting on the bio for one kid, and then I'm going to release all those names. I kind of wanted to do it all at once.
And so you still do the buckles, too, don't you?
Yes, we still do the buckles. We do the prizes. And then, you know, I gave some money this year because we had a bunch of kids from the 4-H shooting sports team who went to Nationals up in Omaha, Nebraska. And they got to pay for all that out of their pocket. And so I believe, yeah, I did four $300 scholarships to them to help them with expenses. Nice. When they get up there for that, and that was in June. FFAs, high school sporting shoot teams, because we're getting some of those around, you know, they just give me a call, and I'm like, yep, we're glad to support you. So whatever these kids need, it's all about kids. That's what it boils down to.
And that really is, you know, the way it seems here, Lisa, this is really part of the Fuller work, whether, you know, through Gary specifically, but now really family-wide.
Yeah, it's morphed for sure. He just started out, you know, in kind of, if anybody ever remembered him, he was usually in the show ring on Pig Show Sunday. And the little kids, the littles, he liked the littles. He didn't help so much the big ones, but the little kids, if somebody was struggling, he'd walk by and he would tell them, hey, look at the judge. And they would be like, who's the judge? You know, but there. But that was his thing to do. And so it's really been a family thing, and we've got a lot of, I mean, the volunteers that do this for me, help me with this, we could not do it without them, could not do it without all of our people who are donating money, donating items for our silent auction. We always talk about food, and again, this year, Keith and Denise Foster are going to sponsor our lunch. It's a free will lunch. You can come out. It'll be ready probably around 11 or so. And it's going to be pulled pork and cowboy beans. And then you can look at all the silent auction items. I'm starting to get a lot of those rolling in. It's that time. The next two weeks will be a little crazy.
Yeah, your Facebook posting has been very busy, very active here the past few days. You've got a lot of great items already for the silent auction. And what you do raffle, too, don't you, Lisa?
Oh, yeah. And those are always, as I put on Facebook, Second Amendment items. Because I never know if Facebook's going to, like, shut me down if I share a picture of a gun.
Yeah.
But I think they must be kind of lax a little bit, because I've seen several raffles coming up, and they're actually sharing pictures of the gun. And so you never know what I'm going to throw out there. But we've got a lot of those. And those always seem to draw people. You know, we're going to have some card games, and we always have our silent auction gun game where we give away a really nice gun. To one, it's a 1 in 11 chance, and we've added a safe to the mix this year, so we'll have a gun safe. Now, everybody's like, well, I don't have any guns, and I'm like, well, you don't have to have guns to have a gun safe, because you've got paperwork, you've got titles, you've got important things, cash, stuff that you just needs to be safe, and so we've got one. It's kind of about the size to fit in a closet, so, and it's not super heavy. So I'll be sharing a picture of that soon. And then I think all told, we'll have probably 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, probably about 6 or 7 firearms. Of course, our champion adult shooter will get a nice gun, and our youth shooter will also get a firearm. I've got sponsors for both of those, and then we give prizes to second and third. But the coolest thing this year, I had lost a sponsor for my lifetime hunting license, which that's one of those things that's like, okay, I'm making that happen. I don't care if I have to do it myself. because that's one of the things that I love to give away to these youth, because they have it forever. And so I kind of put out there, and then I got a call, and one of my longtime sponsors who comes out, he said, I'm going to do it myself. So Nick Roth, he was formerly with John Deere.
Right.
He works out here for us. And he's going to sponsor one. And then Twin Rivers Junior Shooting Sports, they've been with us from the beginning. They are awesome. And this year they are donating another lifetime hunting license.
Wow.
So two of these shooters, and I usually have probably 14 or 15 shooters, so it's pretty good odds, you know, in the grand scheme of things, now that we're going to have two.
Nice.
So, and they will be on site. That's the coolest thing too, is Rick at 10 Star Guns comes out, and he's there for the whole day. And any gun that anyone wins, he does the background check on site. So that gun will not leave unless that person is qualified to own that gun.
Okay.
We got a lot going on.
You do, as always.
You do,
nicely
as always.
Nicely done.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Well, Lisa, is there anything else you wanted to bring up at least this morning before we wrap things up and bring you back on here in a couple of weeks?
Oh, well, so now, one little last thing. I always set up a little course outside the shop with BB guns and targets and things for the kids who are under 11 years old. And I've got a couple guys that they just love it. They told me we had the best time doing that last year. And they're older guys. One of them's my neighbor, and he said, I'm there. I'm coming. And I don't know how many BBs they load in these little guns. And these little kids just have the greatest time out there. And so we're going to have that, something for the kids to do, probably have some cornhole boards set up. And it's really a family day because that's what we're all about. You don't even have to be a shooter. These silent auction items, yeah, I'm going to have some really cool turquoise stuff out here. I've already shared we've got this great camping Blackstone grill and a campfire from Sutherland's. There's going to be even more. I'm just getting them picked up.
Yeah, 8th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout coming up Saturday, October 18th at the Fuller Shop north of town here. Lisa, always good to talk to you.
You guys are great. Have a great Friday.
Talk to you later. Lisa Fuller. Yeah, boy, that's a big event. The 8th Annual Gary Fuller Memorial Shootout, Chuck, October 18th.
Okay. Don't forget, too, we've got a whole lot coming up here today, and when we get back to work on Monday, we'll have a news